Hey friends, and welcome to It's Better When You're Here podcast. My name is Pastor Michael, and I get to be the pastor of Shepherd's Community United Methodist Church, one church at two locations in Central Florida. This is the sermon that we preach this week. I hope that the message inspires you and encourages you and reminds you that God loves you. All right, here's the message.
The problem about having a pastor who's a social butterfly is sometimes he misses his cues. We are so grateful that you're here. This morning, we are starting our series called Summer at the Movies, along with, it seems like, every other church. It really does seem like everyone is getting into the movies just a little bit. But the reason why I love Summer at the Movies series is because it helps us to dive deep into our faith while also holding deep truths kind of lightly in our hands. Watching movies in church helps us sort of release the seriousness that we might sometimes have of Scripture. Not the reverence, I never want to let go of that. But at the same time, it's easier for us to understand the truths and the stories in the Bible when we can hold them a little bit lighter. For parents who are worried that I've forgotten to dismiss them for kids' church, I haven't. We will be doing that in just a moment. I didn't want you to be worried or concerned. But today, our sermon, we're going to have some scripture, obviously, but also a movie clip. But I also, for those of you who have been here for a little while, you may have noticed sort of a pattern in the way that I preach. And I felt like compelled to share just a little bit of my story about how I preach and why I preach the way that I do. These are my sermon notes. They're all color-coded. Yes, they are the notes of a madman, but here we are. And the thing that you'll see on here is a little symbol here that reminds me to go back to the main point. I say the main point over and over and over again. That's not just lazy writing, even though it might be accused of exactly that. But my hope is that all of you hear this message and are compelled by something within it. And so I repeat the same thing over and over and over again. Like the Vacation Bible School songs that we heard 2 weeks ago, those will never be out of my mind. And it's because they repeat themselves over and over and over again. So my hope is that if you don't hear anything else today, you'll hear this one thing, and it'll get stuck in your head, quite like the Snowball Mountain Challenge song that I hear when I try to go to sleep at night. And I want that song to get stuck in your head because I want that message to be something that compels and challenges you, but also gives you hope. And so the thing that I'm going to say a lot today, the first thing you can take in your notes in the Church Center app if you want to, is this. Who you are, who you truly are, matters to God. Who you are, who you truly are, matters to God. Our passage today comes from Ephesians chapter 1, verses 3 through 14. Here at Shepherd's, we have a tradition where after the reading of God's word, the reader will say, this is the word of God for us, the people of God. Then all of you will say, thanks be to God. But we like to add a little extra oomph on the end. So we add the word, woo. So be ready with your woo. Hear the word of the Lord. Bless the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. He has blessed us in Christ with every spiritual blessing that comes from heaven. God chose us in Christ to be holy and blameless in God's presence before the creation of the world. God destined us to be his adopted children through Jesus Christ because of his love. This was according to his goodwill and plan, and to honor his glorious grace that he has given to us freely through the Son whom he loves. We have been ransomed. Everyone say that word, ransomed. Through the Son's blood, we have been forgiven for our failures based on his overflowing grace, which he poured over us with wisdom and understanding. God revealed his hidden design to us, which is according to his goodwill and the plan that he intended to accomplish through his Son. This is what God planned for the climax of all times, to bring all things together in Christ, the things in heaven along with the things on earth. We have also received an inheritance in Christ. We are destined by the plan of God who accomplishes everything according to his design. We are called to be an honor to God's glory because we were the first to hope in Christ. You too heard the word of truth in Christ, which is the good news of your salvation. You were sealed with the promised Holy Spirit because you believed in Christ. The Holy Spirit is the down payment on our inheritance, which is applied toward our redemption as Christ's own people, resulting in the honor of God's glory. This is the word of God for us, the people of God. Thanks be to God.
Calling Buzz Lightyear. Come in, Buzz Lightyear. This is Star Command. Buzz
Star
Lightyear,
Command.
Do you read me?
Buzz Lightyear responding. Read you loud and clear.
Buzz Lightyear, planet Earth needs your help.
On the way.
Buzz Lightyear.
The world's greatest superhero, now the world's greatest toy. Buzz has it all. Locking wrist communicator.
Calling Buzz Lightyear.
Karate chop action.
Wow.
Pulsating laser light. Multi-phase voice simulator.
In a secret mission in uncharted space.
And best of all, high-pressure space wings!
To infinity and beyond!
Not a flying toy.
Get your Buzz Lightyear action figure and save a galaxy near you!
Buzz Lightyear!
Available at all Al's Toy Mountain outlets in the Tri-County area.
Hey friends, it's Pastor Michael. We are just so grateful for every last one of you that listens to the It's Better When You're Here podcast. We are so excited that we get to share in this work of ministry and the messages that are preached every week at Shepherd's Community United Methodist Church. We wanted to give you an opportunity. If you want to be a part of what God is doing here at Shepherd's here in Central Florida, and you would like to give, you can go to shepherdsumc.com/give. And you can find a way to give that way. Any support really helps us produce this podcast, but also helps us love our neighborhood around the world very, very well. So thank you for tuning in, and now back to the podcast.
We'll miss you while you were gone. For the kids, this is, in the olden days, this is what movies used to look like. The animation wasn't completely perfect. I distinctly remember being a kid seeing Toy Story for the first time, being marveled at the technology. And now I watch it, and I'm like, this is like a very low rent commercial for a carpet company. Like, this is not high quality any longer, but boy, does it still have an impact on me. So for those of you who haven't had a chance to watch that documentary, it's called Toy Story. It's the first one. It came out a while ago. So spoiler alert, if you hadn't gotten around to watching this movie in the last 30 years, I'm going to spoil it for you now. That was Buzz Lightyear. And Buzz Lightyear believes himself to be a space ranger. He does not believe that he is a toy. He believes that he is a space ranger sent to Earth to defeat the evil Emperor Zurg. That's what he believes he is there for. And what he doesn't know is that he is actually a toy, a child's plaything. And other toys are trying to help him understand that that is who he is, that he is not a space ranger, but in fact, a toy. To prove to others that he is actually a space ranger, he wants to show everyone that he still knows how to fly. So he shows everyone that he can fly. And what do they call it? It says that he falls with style. He believes that he is actually flying, but in reality, he's just falling with style. This clip that we just saw was him trying to prove to himself who he really was, which is a space ranger that can fly. You see the results. He doesn't fly, and he crashes instead. His fingers are looking at him when he lands, I hope that doesn't happen to me. I feel, as 37, I feel like if I tripped in the bedroom, I would wake up like that with my fingers facing me. But he knows that he's not a space ranger. He knows that he's a toy, and he has a identity crisis. Who you are, who you truly are, matters to God. So what does Toy Story have to do with Ephesians chapter 1? A question I asked myself when I sat down to write this sermon this week. Michael, what have you done? Why are you exegeting Toy Story right now? Because I think this speaks to us as clearly as I hope Ephesians can speak to you by the end of our morning together today. In our passage, the writer of Ephesians makes perfectly clear that God does not choose us because of our behavior. God chose us in Christ to be holy and blameless in God's presence before the creation of the world. Before anything else, God chose us. Now, when I say us, what I don't mean is the people here in this room this morning, though you are all very lovely. I mean all of humanity. All of humanity was chosen by God as God's special inheritance before the creation of the world. And it wasn't because we were good. It wasn't because we were bright. It wasn't because we were sweet and kind and lovely, though everyone here in this room I know is exactly that, except for one of you, but I won't tell you which one. Just kidding. I thought that was a really funny joke, but okay. God doesn't choose us because of our own behavior. God chooses us because of God's own goodness. Today, I hope you hear that every moment spent trying to earn God's love is a moment that we do not experience God's mercy. That whenever we try to perform and be in such a way that we think God will extra special love us, we are missing out on experiencing the mercy of God. This passage, Ephesians here, tells us that it is because of God's mercy and God's own goodness that we are chosen to be the inheritance of the kingdom of God. But every time that we try to earn it, try to show that we're worthy, we're missing out on God's mercy. We do not earn God's love. We get to show God's love. We do not earn God's love. We get to show God's love. And who you are, who you truly are, matters to God. So, falling with style. In this clip, Buzz is trying to prove to himself who he is. He sees a commercial for a Buzz Lightyear toy and he thinks, okay, but that's not me. Other people might be like that, but that's not me. I'm something special. I'm a space ranger. And he gets up on the railing to show who he really is, and he proves to himself for just a moment that he's a space ranger, and he has value, and he has meaning, and he has purpose, and he has finally earned a place in this world because he is a space ranger. Our world is inundated with people trying to prove who they are. If you look on social media, you will see every manner of advertisement or video trying to explain to you how you can do certain things to earn or place your identity in something else. We see the manosphere. I don't know if you've been cursed enough to venture into that space, but the manosphere, where young men and boys are being taught that their identity is just on the other side of 9 easy payments for some sort of testosterone or steroid or peptide that will make them big and strong, and they will have identity because of that. Or maybe they'll sign up for a course and learn how to be an alpha male in the world, and they'll be safe and strong and secure because of who they are, and they will become space rangers. I mean, men. And they will have identity because of that. Or people who are closed-minded, who don't listen to other people's worldview. You know, those people, they don't know what they're talking about, but I do. I know what I'm talking about. And other people, what everyone else has to say, I don't need to hear that because I'm a space ranger, actually. And I know how the world is supposed to operate. And I know how the world is not supposed to operate. And that's how everyone else views it. being the parent of a 10-year-old, sometimes you get to be, and a recovering youth pastor, you get to see sometimes that kids are mean. Kids can be mean, say mean things, do mean things, and you see that that's just a performance of their own identity. The meanness that they might put upon someone else says, you know, actually, I'm not a nerd like this one. I do really cool stuff. I'm much cooler than this one because actually I'm a space ranger. I'm a really, really cool kid, and this kid is not cool. That's just a toy. I'm a space ranger. Maybe, liberals who know better than everyone else or conservatives who do their own research. I'll come for both of those camps at once so you don't think I'm favoring one or the other. Liberals who know better than everyone else and people that don't vote like them are actually just ignorant that need to be taught, and they'll explain it to them in Facebook comments with just as much vitriol and acid as possible, maybe. And then conservatives who do their own research, those liberals, you don't know what they believe. They believe the craziest things. I can't even listen to them. And I only watch the best news channels. I can't listen to anyone else because actually I'm a space ranger. I'm not a toy like those liberals. Or the liberals would say, I'm actually a space ranger. I recycle. So that means that I know so much more than those toys over there. I am a space ranger. What I'm driving at here is our culture is filled with avenues through which we can create and craft our own identity instead of succumbing to the reality that our identity is found in Christ. That the love that God has for us is so much deeper and wider than anything that we could perform. Like Buzz reaching for the window, this performative identity will never give us purpose or meaning. Like Buzz reaching for the window, this performative, the manosphere, liberals, the conservatives, closed-minded people, macho men, all of these things, being mean, none of this will give us meaning and purpose. We will chase identity until the day that we die unless we cling to our identity in Christ. Ephesians here tells us that there's more than enough here for us to find identity in. But you know what's really tough about this, though, about this Ephesians passage, is none of this requires anything from us. None of this requires anything from us. Doesn't require us to pay a monthly subscription. It doesn't require us to make some sort of public vow to wear a certain shirt, to put a patch on our jacket. It doesn't require anything from us. We don't have to serve in a certain way. It's something that Christ does for us. And sometimes we want to be able to hold on to it and prove it ourselves, but who you are, who you truly are, matters to God. We have been ransomed through his son's blood, and we have forgiveness for our failures based on his overflowing grace, which he poured over us with wisdom and understanding. So who are we? What is our identity? We are the redeemed. I think some of you came this morning being defined by your greatest failure. You came in today thinking that you're an amalgamation, some sort of conglomerate of the failures you've had in your life, the sins that you still wrestle with, the marriage that didn't work out, the relationships that fall apart, the ways that you can't get a control on your life. I think some of you might think that that is who you are, all of your failures. And then I think some of you might be in here being defined by all of your great success. You think your degree, your career, your relationships, your being a parent, your friendships, the accolades that you've been able to accumulate. Can I tell you that neither of those things are true? You are not your worst failure. You are not your greatest success. You are a ransomed child of God. Amen. Nothing will change who you really are. You are a ransomed child of God. Who you are, who you really are, matters to God. And so what? Well, Buzz becomes so much more when he realizes that being loved is his true identity. You know, not to go analogy crazy, pastors do that sometimes, but Buzz looks at the bottom of his shoe and he sees that his owner has put his name on the bottom of his shoe. Andy has written his name there. And that's Andy's way of saying, this toy belongs to me. Andy has chosen Buzz. Now, I'm not saying that Andy is God in this analogy. That gets weird. What I am saying is that Buzz releases himself to truly believe in who Buzz actually is. Instead of chasing his identity as a space ranger, he succumbs to the reality that he is truly loved, accepted, and known, not because of what he can do or what he can't do, but rather for the one that is doing the accepting. That the acceptance, the identity, doesn't come from what we accomplish, but rather comes from the one that accepts us. When we succumb to the true love of God, our life will come alive. We will stop chasing the people and accolades we think will make us feel valued, and we will begin to see our true value. We will stop chasing the people and accolades we think will make us feel valued, and we will begin to see our true value. We live in a world where our lives are becoming increasingly connected and disjointed at the same time, where we are able to have parasocial relationships, pseudo relationships with people all over the world because of things like social media and our internet presence. I think back to the olden days when you got on the internet with a computer to the very first social media that anyone cared about, which was MySpace. Raise your hand if you had a MySpace. Boy, have I identified the generations in the room, absolutely. My MySpace was not nearly as creative as my wife's MySpace. She got into the HTML of it all, and there was like a scrolling wallpaper, and music would play when you got to her MySpace. She was and is so much cooler than me. But MySpace, when you connected with people on MySpace, what were those called? Does anyone know? Friends. They were called friends. Now, the most popular social media, the one that I find myself just getting sucked right into, is Instagram or TikTok. I've been able to resist the pull towards TikTok. The church has a TikTok. I don't have a TikTok. Does that make sense? There's some separation there that I'm able to protect myself from. But do you know what you get on Instagram? You get followers. You don't get friends. Again, don't let me go too analogy crazy here, but do you see the difference, friends? The thing about friends is, friends show up when you got to move and you've got a pickup truck and some pizza and a dream, right? Followers show up when you succeed, when you do something worth noticing. I become a super soccer fan one time every 2 years, right? I don't care about it. And the other times, I care about the Women's World Cup and the Men's World Cup. I've heard that there are other sports or other leagues that happen in between. I don't care. I care about the World Cup. And so these last couple of days have been, I've really tried to lean into this soccer identity. And a big part of that for me was Cape Verde. Has anyone followed the story of Cape Verde? So Cape Verde is a teeny tiny, Cabo Verde, as they say in Portuguese, is a very tiny country off the coast of Africa. And before the tournament began, people were talking about how Cape Verde should not be in the tournament because they are too small, they're not effective, they're not good enough, they're not strong enough, and they would point to their ancient goalkeeper, who was 40, by the way, their ancient old rickety goalkeeper, who was an electrician to pay his bills. So he was a semi-pro soccer player who was doing electrical jobs to pay the bills. Their first game was against Spain. I don't know if you've heard of Spain, but they're pretty good at soccer, apparently. So I've been told. But apparently not that good, because they tied with Cape Verde. This is my biggest problem with soccer, is ties. But that's not the point of the sermon. And so in that game, the ancient, the old, the elderly goalkeeper, who is 3 years older than me, defended the goal to shutout. No one got a goal past him. Before the game began, he had 50,000 followers on Instagram. By the end of the 90-minute match, he had over 2 million followers on Instagram. Now, if you check it, he has around 23 million followers on Instagram, and the first six posts are ads, because he doesn't want to do electrical work anymore. And he's able to leverage this. And can I tell you, friends, the first thought was, yes, I love this. I love Cape Verde. They ended up losing to Argentina, but they got two goals on Argentina. It was amazing. Oh gosh, I love the World Cup. Cheer for Mexico tonight. Anyways, my first thought was good. Look, someone's acknowledging the hard work that he had. And can I translate that in like a really preachy way? Oh good, someone's giving him value, right? That number went from 50,000 to 23 million. Oh, he has X amount more value in our world. And then my second thought was, oh no, what if he stumbles? Like, what if he posts something that's bad? Because followers, friends will help you move for the cost of a slice of cold pizza. Followers will watch you fall as much as they will watch you rise. And oh no, 23 million people watching you fail is a lot worse than five watching you fail. We live in a world that's so disjointed and disconnected and connected at the same time. Our arithmetic has become that our value has become what other people perceive us to be. And as we get more and more acrid towards our following of others, our value is getting lower and lower and lower because of that outsourced value system. Ephesians stands in stark contrast to that. We are called to be an honor to God's glory because we were the first to hope in Christ. We are called to be an honor to God's glory because we were the first to hope in Christ. I think some of you came in here today not thinking you were an honor because of your failures, because of how you have missed the mark. In just a little bit, we are going to pray and acknowledge the ways that we fail before we have communion together. We're going to acknowledge the reality that sin is bad and that God is at work within our lives. Yes, we will acknowledge those things, but I also want you to acknowledge something right now. You were made to be God's honor, an honor to God's glory, because we were the first to hope in Christ. That is who we are. Buzz realizes he is not a space ranger. May you today realize that you are not your accolades or your failures. You are not what other people think of you. You are not what you accomplish. You are an honor to God's glory, and who you are, who you truly are, matters to God. So I've got two action points for you today, two ways that I want you to put this sermon into action. I hope that this messes with your day-to-day in such a way that not only do you remember the thing I've been repeating, but also that you remember these action points so you can put them into practice so that our world can be a bit better and our neighborhood can be a bit brighter. The first one is this. I want you to define what false identity you hold on to. What are you a fan of? What do other people perceive you to be? What failures do people see when you walk into the room? How do you think others see you? Identify what that is so that you can begin to address it and move away from it. You are not your failures. You are not your success. You are a ransomed child of God. The second one is this. I want you to commit to allowing God's grace to fully define who you are. I want God's grace to be the first thing, the second, and the third thing you talk about when you talk about yourself. May your self-talk be so touched by God's grace that there is no way to separate the two. That who you are, who you truly are, matters to God. So first, define the ways you have false identity, and then secondly, allow God's grace to fully identify who you are. The world is so desperate to sell you some sort of subscription or supplement or identity to help you feel as if you have control over who you are. I hope that this week, all of us here in this space can begin the courageous releasing of who we are. Buzz Lightyear reached for the window, and when he landed, he had a bit of a mental break, If you continue to watch the movie, he goes to a tea party as Mrs. Nesbitt. I don't know a whole lot about that. But he gets his arm reattached, and he finds his true identity in being loved. Not by doing, but simply by being loved. May all of us today save ourselves a leap towards a window and instead succumb to the love of God. Because who you are, who you truly are, matters to God. Let's pray together.
Hey friends, thank you so much for joining us this week. I hope that this message connected with you and inspired you. Please reach out to us on social media or through our website. We would love to know if this is your church family. If this message meant something to you, please share it with someone that you know or you love, or share it on social media. We know that it would be so much better with you here, so much better with the whole world, knowing of God's great love for all of us. Have a great week. And be blessed.